obviously out here on the Ring of Fire, we have plenty of earthquakes that also occasionally generate tsunamis. What's the USGS's role in forecasting those events?
Okay, well, the USGS monitors earthquakes around the world, and we contribute to tsunami warning in the event of a big event that's detected. In terms of forecasting, we really aren't in the prediction game in the sense that people, you know, kind of understand prediction. We're not able to say that anything is likely to happen on a scale of weeks or even years. So what we do with earthquakes, we look at especially the active plate boundaries around the world and try to estimate how many big earthquakes have been in the past and how much the plates are moving. And then from that, we come up with the probabilities that big earthquakes will strike over coming decades.
And I did read an article earlier this year that was published, I believe in Science, that, you know, predicted that one of the next mega quakes, that's 9 and up on the Richter scale, could happen here in the Aleutian Islands. Is that something that you've heard?
Well, if you ask where those mega quakes are going to happen over the long term, it's going to be on the subduction zones like the Aleutians, but South America, the whole Ring of Fire. There's also one in the Caribbean that's not as well known. So, you know, it's really looking like any of those subduction zones are fair game for these very large earthquakes infrequently. But if you want to pinpoint the one that's likely to rupture, to break next, that hasn't been a winning game because earthquakes just don't happen like clockwork. So even on a scale of decades or so, you just can't say which one might go next.
And so I guess along those lines, you know, I know that there has been some speculation since the 2004 Sumatra earthquake that megaquakes are on the rise. Is that something that the USGS has established? Is it something people should be worried about? Or is it another Mayan apocalypse, so to speak?
Maybe somewhere in between. And, you know, especially if you're in the Aleutians, you always have to be mindful of natural disasters, obviously. And there have been, since 2004, there have been more of these great earthquakes, magnitude 8.5 and greater, than normal. So there's no question we've sort of seen this flurry. The question is that just kind of random chance that things happen to pop off? Or is there something more physical going on that's causing earthquakes to bunch up in time? And we do know that big earthquakes have big aftershocks. So the 2004 Sumatra earthquake has actually had what are essentially two or three very, very large aftershocks that are each like magnitude 8.5 or above. And so we know that kind of clustering goes on. And whether or not there's anything more ominous or global brewing, scientists have looked at that, including some USGS researchers. And there's no evidence for anything significant going on. As far as we can tell, this could just be a cluster that happens by random chance.
All right. Well, you know, another thing we worry about out here are volcanic eruptions. And I know that there is better forecasting for them than there is for earthquakes. What sort of advances is USGS making in the field of forecasting eruptions?
Volcanoes don't blow their tops out of a clear blue sky. They start to rumble. We pick up what we call tremor. And then they can typically produce big earthquakes. You may see the actual volcano swelling at the surface. And so we are generally able to detect the sign of unrest that tells us an eruption might be coming. So in terms of like short-term prediction, we are able to issue the alerts and get people out of harm's way. The one thing that's trickier is to look at all the different volcanoes and to say which one might come to life over, you know, the next few years or decades, because a volcano can sit and be quite quiet until something happens and this launch sequence starts. But at least we do see the launch sequence.
Which I'm sure is very reassuring to people out here. We live on an active volcano, so we certainly would like to know when the next big one is going to come.
I think that's a pretty good bet that there'll be signs.
And I have to ask, you know, based on what we've talked about the USGS's ability to forecast some natural disasters, do you think you'd be able to predict the apocalypse if it were to happen?
An apocalypse is actually a tall order because, you know, what's going to wipe out the planet? No earthquake is going to do that. Even a huge earthquake has a fairly localized impact. A huge volcano might send us into sort of the nuclear winter scenario, like what happened to wipe out the dinosaurs, and that could be a little bit more dicey. A meteor impact is a way to really alter life on Earth as we know it. But some of those scenarios, yeah, we would see a meteorite coming. And a mega volcano like Yellowstone, we would definitely see signs of unrest. It's not just something like that's not going to just happen without warning. It's also not going to happen anytime in anyone's lifetime as far as we understand.
Thanks for speaking with me, Sue.
You're welcome. Thank you.